It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. This is happy anniversary day for the McFeelys. Mm-hmm. And I have this present for them. I think I could show it to you better in the kitchen. Yeah, I wrapped it up like that with strips of tape and all. Come along. It's something that I hope that they will like. Different parts to it. This is the first part. This is a wood carving of a bird. This was a block of wood one time, and a man carved that bird. It's like a sparrow. Looks almost real, doesn't it? But you see, it's wood. Now, these are the other things that I have for the McFeelys. You know, they like animals and birds, and I thought they might just like that for their home. It's a plain block of wood, very much like the wood that the gentleman used to carve this bird. And this is a box of wood carving knives. See them? There are three of them. Mr. and Mrs. McFeely are grown-ups, and so wood carving knives are something that they can manage. But they are very, very sharp. Yeah. That's not something for children to use. In fact, even a knife like this, kitchen knife like this, even if a grown-up should put a knife like this down, just for a minute, it's really important that a little child not even pick it up. It's too sharp, and it could hurt too much. Yeah. When I was young and I wanted to do big things, big people's things, I would often play the piano or build with blocks. Did you know that building with blocks is very much like building houses and schools and other big buildings? It is. I have a film that I'd like to show you just about that. Let's take some time to see that. See, this kind of block, that's what kind I mean, and other great big blocks. Let's see if I can find it in here. Oh, here it is. Okay, now this is a block building film of children using blocks to build with. Yeah, take a look. Thank you. Did you see how the children building with those blocks were very much like those people who were building with blocks and other things? Sure. So when you're grown up and you want to build something, you'll already have a good start on it if you built with blocks while you were young. It seems like it takes a long time to grow up and to use some things, doesn't it? I always thought that when I was little. Oh, it seems to take so long, yeah, before you're allowed to try things like knives. But I don't want you to try knives until you're bigger. No, not even pick them up, and I mean it. Yeah, the reason grown-ups are sometimes very angry when children pick up sharp things like knives is that grown-ups love children and don't want them to get hurt. Well, it's too early for the McFeely's party right now, but we could have some make-believe. Do you know what the word unveiling means? We ever talk about that before? Maybe I'll do it with this. Now you see that's covered up. And to unveil something means to uncover it. See that? Well, why don't we just pretend that everyone is in the unveiling room at the castle, the U room, all right? All ready to unveil that statue of King Mundi the Ninth that Elsie Neal has sculpted. Ready? For the U room of the castle.
And so, gathered friends, after waiting all week for this auspicious occasion, the time has come to unveil the statue of King Mundi the Ninth.
Lady Elaine, I'm so excited. We finally get to see a statue of Uncle Freddy's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I know. It better be good after all this fuss.
Elsie Neal's been mighty busy all week. I could hear her hammering away every time I flew over the castle.
Well, Prince Tuesday's going to be surprised, I'm sure. He's been studying about his family history all week, and now he's going to see the statue up close. Oh.
Therefore, I, King Friday the 13th, will pull...
pull cord, Daddy?
What's that you say, son?
Well, Friday, Prince Tuesday wants to pull the cord.
Oh, he does. Let me see, what a royal idea, don't you think, everyone?
Yes, Uncle Friday.
Of course you may pull the cord, Tuesday. I'll show you what to do. Gathered friends, my son will unveil the statue of his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. He was
Children.
Watching me yesterday
as I was practicing. Can do lots of things on Friday.
Yes. Pardon me, Lady Evelyn?
I say, children can do lots of things.
Oh, of course they can. Yes. Now, I'll count to three, and then you pull the cord, Tuesday.
Three?
Yes. Yes. I was pulling it yesterday, and he saw how well I did it. Of course he wants to do it. Yes. Now, one... Everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
One, two, three. Tuesday.
Oh, good work, Tuesday.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, it's doing very nicely.
Oh.
Yes. Well, what do you
think?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, that's really a pretty statue.
Is that what he looked like?
Oh, it's a magnificent work of art. Mrs. Neal, you have created a rare family treasure for us, and I thank you for making us all so happy.
I'm glad you're pleased, King Friday. I enjoyed sculpting it.
Well, it's a really handsome king. It truly is.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Sarah. A great line of kings always lived in make-believe.
Too bad I wasn't around to know him.
What do you mean, Fairchild?
Well, I think we'd have gotten along just fine. Mundi the Ninth, and Fairchild the First.
Yes, a winning combination, I'm sure.
Now that is King Munda the Ninth, dear.
You know, it really looks so big, that statue. One time I flew next to a statue of Benjamin Franklin, and it sure was a lot bigger than I am.
Well, the statue of my great-great-great-great-grandfather will be placed for a while in the garden for all to see. Handyman Negri will be in charge of that.
Yes, sire. I'm sure Elsie Neal knows how to display it properly.
Well, a garden is a great place for a statue.
Indeed. Now, come, everyone, for refreshments in the other room.
Oh, nice.
A wonderful way to celebrate. My son pulled the cord.
That was a great
job,
Tuesday.
Come along. I will see you in the other room.
Elsie. How about trying a little statue of me? For my museum. Did I ever tell you about the time I discovered Planet Purple? I mean, one would just be perfect for a
Prince Tuesday pulled the cord, and the statue was unveiled. I think I will unveil some other thing. What about here? See the box there? Is the box still there? I'll pick this up and show you that it is. Let me see, I'll do the same thing with a piece of soap. There's the soap. Is the soap still under there? Is. What about my hand? Put my hand right there. Cover it over. Is my hand under there? There it is. I think it's about time to go to the McFeelys. Sure. Why don't we go to their anniversary party? We'll take this present, feed the fish before we go. Wonder who all will be there. Well, come along and we'll find out. To Mr. McFeely's and Mrs. McFeely's anniversary party. Hi, everybody.
Shh.
What's wrong? What's going on?
We're going to sing an anniversary song to the McFeelys.
Oh, don't they know that you're here?
No. We were practicing it over at my place before we came over here. We're going to sing it now.
Well, I'll sing it now.
I don't know.
They'd be surprised. I'll help you.
Okay.
Mr. McFeely and Mrs. McFeely, we think you're the best in the world.
Happy anniversary.
All of your neighbors, yes, all of your neighbors, we wish you the best in the world.
Happy anniversary.
Mr. McFeely and Mrs. McFeely, we think you're the best in the world. All of your neighbors, yes, all of your neighbors, we wish you the best in the world.
Happy anniversary.
Did we surprise you? Did you surprise us?
I bet you didn't think you were going to get a special song.
A special song? I was just preparing the popcorn. Come on, let's have
some refreshments over here.
Come on. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Hello there, Audrey.
Hi.
Jeff Brockett, good day to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Popcorn, thank
you.
Do you want a dish,
Al? Yeah, I made anniversary delight.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Jeff Brockett made his famous
anniversary
delight.
That which you made yesterday when I was
there. Same recipe.
Isn't that a wonderful, even for us, extra refreshments for our anniversary.
To the anniversary lady and gentlemen.
I'll take this one, dear, okay?
Okay.
Here's one for you.
And to the anniversary lady.
Need some cups over there, Audrey.
It's wonderful, Chef.
Oh, here, I'll pour some.
Oh,
thank you.
Isn't that good? Tell me, will you give me the recipe, won't you?
Oh, I will, yeah.
It's fruit cookies. And cereal all mm-hmm. mixed together with nuts and raisins. It's really, I think, great.
Thank you.
It is. It's delicious.
This has been a great day.
Cheers to many happy anniversaries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We can all drink to that as soon as I pour.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
To visit us
thank
and help you. Us celebrate?
Just for a little visit.
I'd like to give you this.
Thank you.
It's something that I think you'll like.
A colorful package.
Well, I'll take the lid. Lift the lid, dear.
Good.
That's
a carved bird. It's made out of wood.
Isn't that beautifully done?
It's a sparrow.
Artists must have made that.
Thank you.
Looks real, doesn't it?
Now, this is a block of wood. I thought you might like to use it. And these tools, these are carving tools.
I see.
Isn't that beautiful?
Carve something yourself with that.
Now, you wouldn't want to expect to make one like this your first time. It takes a lot of patience to carve a bird like this.
A lot of practice,
like
I bet, too,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I see David?
Well, sure, thanks friends. So. Yeah, there you go.
This is nice.
Beautiful.
Well, as long as we're anniversary giving, I have
another one.
David,
what?
We're going to be spoiled.
Luxuriously gift-wrapped, but you won't believe this was a very old frame I found.
Oh, I believe
is that
it.
The old one?
That's the old one that Bob Trow did such a miraculous job on. And it's a mirror for you,
Bob
too.
Bob Trow worked on this frame?
Uh-huh.
Well, that makes sense. Do you know, what? David, I saw him today, and he said something about you were pretty as a picture frame, and I couldn't understand what he meant about it.
Well, that's Baby right, dear. That's
I'm glad he didn't give it away.
Here's another surprise.
Chef Rocket, thank you so much.
And the mother cat is in there.
Oh,
I'll hold the box. You can pick her up.
Oh, in a carrying case.
Yep, her own carrying case.
Isn't she pretty?
I saw her yesterday.
You know how we love animals, Chef Rocket.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous? They both
beauty.
Have you got a name for her?
Well, we've got to get to know them before we can name them, don't we?
I guess so.
A special name for a special cat and kitten.
I thought you would love them, and then I also thought that the grandchildren would enjoy.
Oh, they will.
Certainly will. They love animals,
excited
too.
Excited when they come. That is wonderful salad. Yeah. You really went all in for
us. I'm going to put the kitten and Mama Cat over by the tree, okay, friend?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, everybody. Over there.
I also have a present for you, Betsy.
Why?
Yes, I do.
David McFeely. I have a present for you, too.
You do?
Well, mm-hmm.
Let's go get them. Already, dear. I know where mine is.
Oh, please.
Be right back. Just help yourself. Here's some oranges.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back. Hurry back.
Did everybody get some juice?
Very happy back there.
Yeah. They like it back
there. Right under the tree. Mm-hmm.
Did you get some juice?
No, I didn't. Oh. Chef Rocket, this is delicious. You like that?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what they'll give each other.
I don't know.
Here's my present to Betsy right here.
Here, let me move these.
We do know
out of the way.
Oh,
how beautifully wrapped.
Yeah. Elsie wrapped this one.
Oh, really?
Here's my present for David.
What?
Isn't that nice? What? You know, David?
Yes?
They're almost the same size.
They are.
Oh, yes, they're wrapped a little differently. Elsie wrapped mine.
Elsie wrapped yours.
I wish you'd open them.
All right, well.
Open them together.
Okay. I'll open them together.
Oh, I'm excited to see what's inside here.
Well, I'll open this one, dear. Here we go. Let me see.
What is it? I'm dying to see.
We'll just unveil it. Zip!
Oh.
Isn't that?
Oh,
you ready for this one?
Beautiful.
Elsie.
Oh, my
Elsie
goodness.
Drew those.
Did you do them, Elsie?
Yes.
Marvelous work.
Well, thank you very much.
When you've been married as long as we have, I guess you start to think a little bit alike. And now we have a pair of portraits.
Mr. McFeely was over at my place, I think it was on Wednesday, and he was telling me about having his portrait done. And then, of course, I was at your shop.
Yes, Fred knew about both of them.
And we kept the secret the whole week.
Keeping a secret is a difficult thing.
No, it wasn't easy.
We have a special place for these upstairs in the hallway, dear.
Isn't that
a pair of pictures for a fine pair like us?
This really looks just like you.
Let's sing that song for that fine pair.
Oh, I think that would be nice.
Mr. McFeely and Mrs. McFeely, we think you're the best in the world. All of your neighbors, yes, all of your neighbors, we wish you the best in the world. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Certainly a fine day, Elsie, a fine job.
Thank you.
You have many, many happy anniversaries.
thank you very much.
I know you have had already, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And many
have.
More.
Well,
I must be off.
Okay, good day to you. Thanks
thank
for the carving
so
tools.
You bet. I'd be thinking
bye.
About
bye.
It.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, let's have good some more just popcorn.
Oh, they're
you.
Just beautiful.
We think you're the best in the world. Happy anniversary, all of your neighbors. Yes, all of your neighbors. We wish you the best in the world. I think the McFeelys were very pleased that all of their neighbors had come to wish them a happy anniversary. Those portraits really looked like Mr. and Mrs. McFeely, didn't they? Elsie Neal did a great job with them. Did someone ever take a picture of you? And when you looked at it, could you tell it was you yourself, that picture? How about when you look in the mirror? What you see there, does it really look like you? There's someone at the door. It's Francois Clemens. Hi, Franz.
Hi, Fred.
Did I leave something at the party?
No, but right after you left, the McFeely showed this very funny film. And they suggested that maybe you'd like to show it to your friends. So I told them since I was leaving, I'd bring it over and ask.
Thank you very much. Do you want to see it again?
I've got a few seconds. It's very funny.
Okay. What is it?
Well, it took place, as a matter of fact, the first winter after they got married, and they're building a snowman. Why don't you put it on?
Is it a funny fast one?
Oh, it's very funny.
Okay. Let's see the McFeelys building a snowman in a funny fast film. That is funny. Speedy snowman.
Yeah, glad I don't have to move that fast.
Can you stay a while?
No, I can't. I'm expecting a student at my studio any moment. But maybe I'll see you a little later, okay?
Good. Thanks okay. for bringing that by.
Sure. Bye-bye.
That was a treat. Bye, friends.
Okay.
You know, there's some places that people live that there is no snow at all. Make another kind of a snowman. Make a snowman out of a couple balls and a piece of tape. See if this would work. Put a piece of tape right there on that ball, and then put the other ball on top of it. There's a snowman. Uh-oh. No, that wouldn't stay up like that. We could put it in this thing. There you go. You could decorate it with other things. There's a snowman.
for a time when there's no snow. Oh, we've had a good time this week, thinking about the McFeelys. Oh, I must have dropped this yesterday. Remember that? Glad we were together this week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I was glad to be able to help celebrate the McFeelys' anniversary. That's what friends are for. Sure, for the special times in life, and for the times that aren't so special. For the good times and the hard times. Yeah, I like being with you. You always make each time special for me. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.